Good morning and welcome to another episode of Tennessee Froward's Reading. I am stunned. It seems like I wake up in the morning and here we go. I decided to go live before work this morning because I had no idea that in the last few hours, what has gripped the world is the occupant of the White House who has scoffed, who has made fun of people wearing masks, who has downplayed the seriousness of this virus and this pandemic. He and his wife have now tested positive for COVID-19. So what now? He's been tripping ever since January. So what now? What does this all mean? Well, when I posted my episode yesterday, I had no idea that I was getting ready to go live about this possibility. This is what actually is tripping me out. And I'm hoping the audio actually is actually good on this, because when you go live on the Podbeam app, you really can't tell if you're actually being heard. But anyways, so what's going to happen? We know that the virus is highly contagious. He is in a high-risk group. He's over 70 years old, overweight. And how does the virus react? It does. The one of the predictable things about the virus is its unpredictability. I heard that on the news this morning, and you actually may hear some of that in the background. And you almost also will hear me sip. Sip on my coffee also, but if it acts like any other virus, it gets in through your nasal cavities. You can get overwhelming inflammation of your lungs, nasal passages, body aches, but it just doesn't stop there. There's a destructive period where the body is just ramped up to try to get rid of it if it has that capability, and it basically runs amok, not only destroying the virus, but also destroying normal cells. You could get an pneumonia from it because it destroys alveoli. You could get destruction of the covering of your gastrointestinal system, get severe high volume output diarrhea. You can get all these electrolyte changes. And then it goes even worse, that you can actually get a myocarditis, have a heart attack, embolic events, and have a stroke. You can lose your legs. It is a horrible, horrible virus, and I would not wish it on anyone. And what I'm doing now is basically telling people, as if you decide to dial in, you actually have the ability to do so. And it's just weird. It really is. It's just weird to basically know that the destructiveness of this virus, and it could have all been prevented. It's three little things. Wear a mask, wash your hands, stay your ass at home. Very simple. It's completely preventable from that standpoint. I'm just saying. With that said, The next steps are we're a little bit better with supportive care and with treatments for this virus. The first one is rest and, of course, fluids, correcting any electrolyte imbalances. There's remdesivir. There is convalescent plasma. There's solumedrol or high-dose steroids. And we have found that the earlier that you start, probably remdesivir, the better you are. But that doesn't take away the aftermath of the survival. Boris Johnson, one of the Trump's staunchest allies, 6 months after he contracted the virus, guess what? He actually is still really ill. Uh-oh. Exactly. He is still short of breath. He still has that fatigue. My yesterday's post was talking about the significance of the post-COVID myopathy. And I invite you to listen to that podcast where I actually detail the pathophysiology of that particular disorder, where when you are very ill and you lose muscle mass by disuse, you also use muscle mass by catabolism. And that's real. And the more sedentary you are, the more higher rate of your loss of muscle mass. If you don't have a whole bunch of muscle mass because you're overweight, it's compounded by that. Uh-oh. Also, the second thing what is concerning is the shortness of breath. I have a feeling that COVID causes something we probably need to reference, and we probably can start looking at that we can probably start looking up as this is causing this shortness of breath. I'm going to call it post-COVID bronchiectasis and obstruction. You know, my sister is a radiology tech, and she, in CT scans, patients that are infected with COVID have a distinct pattern to their radiographs, and it looks like more like popcorn lungs. Well, a lot of this is long-term, and the lungs may never recover from it. So the symptoms are chronic hypoxia or CO2 retention, and their lungs look like they're blowing out, like a bronchiectasis kind of picture. These patients look like they have smoked several packs of cigarettes a day. And I think kidney damage from this infection. Could there be a hyperreactivity component to it? Probably, just like when you get RSV, probably so. But the changes that we're seeing are also, again, long-term, and also contribute to the disability after you recover from this disease. So two things. COVID myopathy is real. Post-COVID bronchiectasis and obstruction are real. And what can we do to prevent the muscle loss as well as the changes in your lungs? One, we could just prevent it. You just don't get the freaking disease. But two, what do you actually have to do to rehab? And can you gain your muscle mass back? Can you actually go through pulmonary rehab to gain your vital capacity back, so you can take a breath, so you can actually return to your ADLs? There is no normal after you recover from the virus. So national security, we have known that China and Russia are circling around us for this election. So this is another reason why we are at risk when the president has now contracted it after you've downplayed and you've lied all of these months. Now you're sick. So what does that mean for us from a national security standpoint? It could be meaning dire, and could our foes, which there are many, take advantage during this period of time. So like they had with Boris Johnson, he got very, very ill. He got very, and they had contingency plans written up just in case he does not make it. And he's almost 20 years younger than this fool. So really, it is a real thing when you think that you were playing with fire and now you got caught up in the flames. So I hate that analogy because what is going on in California right now, but that's real talk right there. The other thing that I'm actually really concerned about also is the what the implications are to the election. A friend of mine made it a point that he better not have gotten Joe Biden sick. And I honestly believe that. It really absolutely and I'm really just annoyed with a lot of other things. I'm getting one of my friends says, what does this mean for the election? All of his cronies took off their masks at the debate. You better not get Joe infected. And one of my friends, Cheryl's, her friend Terry basically said, if Biden tests negative, he becomes Moses as there is a plague on the Pharaoh in power. Gonna be my evangelical response when I converse with those types. Gotta break it down and relate it to the biblical patches for them to understand. You know, this is a plague on the house of the plague on the White House, and we're gonna see how this one plays out. I can't even begin to understand how and what this means. I was more anxious yesterday, and I'm a little bit, I start out my day anxious. But we're gonna have to wait and see on this one. I may go live again to the reactions and the implications and if Biden is okay and the rest of everyone else that was in that debacle of a debate on Tuesday, if they are actually okay. I can't even imagine. This also speaks to the little bit of protection and support and how we protect each other, looking out for each other because of how all of this went down. She tested negative, then she tested positive. There's no transparency in how contagious this virus is. You can't even protect yourself because you don't believe because of your flawed instincts. You're not exempt from any of this. And how dare you put all of us at risk? Again, from a national security standpoint, you put also another older American who's not overweight and actually is in the best of health, but you put Biden and his camp at risk. How dare you? And how rude. This is just so rude to me because you were playing God and you thought you think you are a God and you obviously don't care. Again, it speaks to his sociopathy and his lack of empathy. He does not care. He is completely and utterly unfit to run. And this is what you get when you make stupid decisions. You get infected with this deadly virus. We know how it's going to act. We know, very simple, doing three very simple things. could have prevented you from actually contracting this. You put all of us at risk. And then you get infected as the leader of a country, and all of us are actually put even more at risk. How can I it just drives me crazy. And then the markets have not even opened up yet. The markets are supposed to open up about an hour. And within a few minutes of this announcement on Twitter, the markets tank again, drop 400 or 500 points in after hours trading, and haven't even opened up yet here in this country. So the implications are, none of us are exempt from the effects of this. And it is all of our responsibility to take this virus seriously, do what we're told by the experts, and look out for each other. And that's where I'm going to end this live session. Probably post within the hour, and I'm probably going to do a follow-up session later on today, because I believe this is one of the days that I'm going to keep the news on, because I'm very interested in finding out others' reactions and what this absolutely means. And I'm going to also do a follow-up on the effects of COVID. I know I'm going to do that later on today, because I'm really into now the pulmonary as well as the muscular response. But what about the cardiovascular response post-COVID? That's going to be another interesting dynamic, as well as the GI effects and expected recovery from that. Is that another means to also shed this virus? And that actually has to do something. I'm also interested in that because of sewage processing, et cetera. So stay tuned for the next episode. Thank you for listening.